Okay, Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Back to the grind. Rav is going to bring Brisa. We were having this machlokas Rav and Abaye in regards to what the Mishnah meant. Rav had said it has to do with the fluctuating price of the market value of wheat, and Abaye had said no, it has to do with the optics of ribbis. So now Rav is going to bring Raisa. Tatani Rabbi Oshia. Right, he had said that, you know, this machlokas Rav and Abaye. Rav had said this interesting phrase, that when I die, I'm going to be greeted by Rabbi Oshia, who's going to side with me. So what this is Rabbi Oshia's statement that's indicative of that. Tatani Rabbi Oshia, Hareshai Nosha Bechavir Maneh. A person was, I don't know how to translate Nosha, but he had lent 100 a maneh to somebody, and now he's getting it back. Or he's trying to get it back.
Well, but, it says here for the translation, mm-hmm. Claiming a debt.
Claiming a debt. Okay. Haresha nosha bechaver amana. V'halach v'amar al gorno, and he goes stands on his granary. V'amar tenli mosa, I give my money. Shani wrote zelikach ben chitin. I want the wheat. V'amar lo chitin yesh shani osecha. I have the wheat for you. So you know, don't look elsewhere. Just take my wheat. Seva sein. A lie, kishar shalachshav. Why don't you repay the debt or take for the debt from the wheat that I have right now based on today's market value? He gives manchitin limkor. Then wheat became more expensive and it was a time for selling it. Did he actually take the wheat yet?
No.
He never took the wheat. So Amar lo, so the lender who's asking to be paid from the borrower, says, Tainli chitin shani rosal mochran likach ben yain. So the lender says, give me the wheat now, based on the market value of yesterday or whenever that was, because I want to sell them and buy wine with it. So Amar lo, so the borrower says, yesh li yain shani rosal mochran, I've got wine for it. You don't have to, you don't have to transfer it yourself. And go and take the wine based on today's market value. I want to go buy oil. Sort of sell the wine at the highest profit and go buy oil. So Amarlo, Shemin Yeshli Shani Rosal Lachad, Seva Seilak Shar Shalachav, Kulam. In all of those cases where he's substituting one item for the other, Im yeshlo, if the borrower has those produce at that moment, that is chayes and mutter, he can do that. Because at that moment, it says if he actually gave it over, it's not some kind of future investment where it's going to be more expensive than what he has right now.
It's not a speculative investment. It actually exists.
Right, that's what I mean, right. It's not like something where the value is going to change when he can actually repay it. It's the value right now is what he can pay right now. He just didn't do it for some reason. So however, Ainlo, if he doesn't have that product, so then Usser. So therefore, it would be like Ribbis, based because it's a fluctuating market value, which is how Rava explained the Mishnah. I assume that's what we're talking about. Okay. Umay, when the Mishnah says lakach, I guess Rav is bringing a proof that Rabbi Oshia agrees with his interpreter of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah that we have says the word lakach, that he took the chitin. Right, I remember that. At some point, he did actually take something. So it says the Gemara, no, lakach b'halva aso. It doesn't mean he literally took the wheat. It means he took the substitution for his debt. You know, what was good enough for his debt. Amarava, Shvamina, Rabbi Yoshi, plus, we learn from Rabbi Yoshi's interpretation of the Mishnah or his case. Three things. Shvamina, Dmami, Dmilval, Gabi, Peros. That a Malva can be paid back for his debt through the designation of fruit, which I'm assuming is any other product. And you can repay with produce. And there's no problem of ribis there, even though it fluctuates. V'lo amrin and d'lo kisara b'aliyadahu. And we do not say, according to Rabbi Yoshiya, we are not concerned about kisara b'aliyado, that that it's not like coins. So we do not say that is too dissimilar to coins, that it's a problem, right? If you remember, we had said this, I think even Rava said that yesterday, that it was a problem because there were no coins exchanged. And when there are no coins exchanged, so then it's too much fluctuation of the market value. So here, where Reb Oshi is not worried about that. Okay, that's number one. Rishma mina, who di yeshlo, it only works if he has it in his possession. That's when it would not be considered ribis, because it's not some kind of imagined future value that he's trading. It's a literal value of the thing that he has. He just didn't do the actual transaction. And thirdly, Ushma mina, Isol Rabbi Yanai. Pasnik Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai Savar. Rabbi Yanai. To Amar Rabbi Yanai. To Amar Rabbi Yanai. Mali Hain. Umali Demehan. There's no difference between the fruit and its value. And Rav says you have to give specifically the fruit in order for it to be effectuated. Itzmar. As we have in Hebrew. So Rav Amar Osin Amana. Rav says you can make a... What is an Amana?
Trust.
A trust. Interesting word. I assume it has something to do with Emunah.
It says, and then trust, and then paren, and advance payment.
Like you're paying for a future activity?
It says for future delivery of produce.
Oh, produce. Okay, so you're prepaying. It's a pre-order.
And then, let's see what it says after.
Okay. Osin amana beperos, v'ein osin amana bedamim. You can do so, you can pre-order for fruit, but you can't do so for, or any other product, I assume. But you can.
For repayment of the produce's future cash value. One may not stipulate in a forward contract that in the event the price of produce increases before delivery, the buyer may be given cash in place of the produce. Such a contract closely resembles a cash loan linked to the price of a commodity and the increase in the worth of the produce amounts to...
Ribis. Well, explain to me the situation. You say, I'm going to pay you based on whatever the market value is then. That's what you're saying? Are you actually paying money? Is it an IOU or is it prepay?
I think what it's saying is
you pay something right now.
You could do the future contract. That's fine.
Okay.
But you can't add to it.
Based on that.
Let's say the produce...
appreciates?
Yeah.
They can't charge you more?
You can't...
The guy can't say...
To represent the difference.
Correct.
Do you have to give more fruit?
Okay. No, but it says even...
Less fruit.
One may not loan the money in advance of the agreement that he will receive the value of the produce at a later date. And this is the appearance of collecting interest. In other words, it's today's market value. That's what you're
locked in.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what that's about.
Osin amana beperos. Osin amana peros. He basically says, I think what it's saying is, he's given you $50 for a specific amount of produce. You've got to give that amount of produce. You don't lessen the amount of produce because of the $50 you gave, and that the appreciation of the fruit. So ve'ein osin amana bedamim. However, you cannot do so when it comes to money. You don't do so for the value of the produce. That looks like interest, given the fact that you gave him one amount of money, and now you're giving back a different amount of money. Rabbi Yane Amar Mali Hein Mali Demehan. Rabbi Yane says it's all liquid assets anyway. So what does it make a difference? Meisave, this is Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yane. Rabbi Yane says you can do it for peros, but not for money. Rabbi Yane says nothing. You can do it for both. Rabbi Yane is lenient. Rav is Machmir. Meisave, we have a brisa that sounds like, we had a brisa from Rabbi Yosha that said you can swap out produce. Kulam im yeshlo mutter. Im yeshlo mutter. It sounds like it's all about value because you're swapping one good for another good. I guess that's the problem here because you're doing value-based transactions, not literal product transactions. So that sounds like it is in line with Rabbi Yane. Rabbi Yane says you could do the value too. Rabbi Rav says you couldn't do the value. So it says, Amar Huna Marav, She Bishem Ashach. Again, I don't know what the case is, but maybe he doesn't have his truck today to bring all of his produce. So he just does a Mashicha on the item, but doesn't bring it home with him. So it says, Amar Ish Bishem Ashach, Tzirich Lamemar? If he did a Mashicha, so then what's the big Chiddush? You know, he actually takes ownership over the thing. So then he swaps it with wine, but he took ownership over it. What's the chiddush? It's not that he did a real mashicha, but he put it in a specific place that was designated for this guy. And the chiddush of the braisa is that through that designation alone, it's as if he took ownership enough that it wouldn't be like ribbis. Ushmul Amar Hamani, Reb Yehuda hi. According to who is the braisa? Reb Yehuda hi. De Amar Tzad Echad Beribis Mutter. Tzad Echad Beribis. I guess the guy went at Tzad Echad. Tzad Echad is the time or the person? Which what one side are we talking about?
Interest contingent on one side of a transaction is permitted.
One side of the transaction, meaning one moment?
Agreement allows for two possible outcomes, and only one of them involves ribbis. Transactions permitted according to the Yehuda. In his view, ribbis is forbidden only when the terms of the transaction allow no alternative but make the ribbis payment out obligatory.
Okay, so tzad, the word tzad is throwing me off. Tzad echad just means there's only one of multiple possibilities is that there might be ribbis. You're trading a good that might fluctuate.
Yeah, they call it your contingent ribbis.
Contingent ribbis, okay, that makes sense. I hear that. Meaning it's not necessarily the case you're going to make interest. It could be the case because we're talking about fluctuating market values of a specific good. It could be that, you know, bananas stay the same price for a while. And there's no problem there. So that's Rabbi Yehuda who says there's no difference, and that's why.
That's what's fascinating about this is, I mean, this is basically a way to potentially
make money,
charge ribbis.
You could also lose money, though.
Right. But the point is, what we were talking yesterday.
Right. There are exceptions.
That ribbis is, you know.
Absolutely.
You can't. And now here's
at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are instances where ribbis would not be a problem. Right. Coming back to David's favorite commercial. That's the new and improved drink. So maybe that would also be the type of thing where you didn't expect that to happen when you first lent him the drink, and now it's better. So Titania Hareshaya Nosha Bechavir Manavasalosh Sadeo Mecher. He sold the field to him, or they agreed to sell a field for him to pay off a debt. Bizman Sha Mocher Ochel Peros Mutter, at the moment when the seller, which is the borrower, who's giving him the field in substitute for the debt, as long as the borrower is able to eat from the field, meaning right now when they are contracting to sell the field until he actually gives it over, so then you're allowed to do that. There's no ribbis because the lova is not. I don't exactly know why the eating has anything to do with it. Lokeach ochel peros aser. If, however, the malveh who's getting paid back is also eating peros, so that one makes sense. I think it's saying the lova as opposed to the malva. If the malva, meaning the one who's being paid with this field, also gets to eat fruit before he gets the field, so then he's getting more than he bargained for. Right? They contracted the field is worth this much, and he's getting the field for his debt. But now he's getting the field and eating the fruit. So that's more than he deserves. That's Ribbis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, afiz manchel gechol chaperos mutter. Even at the moment where he's eating the fruit, it's okay. Because it's possible. This has to do with how you classify the transaction. Because you could say he's never going to pay him. And therefore what? It was always a sale and not a loan. Oh, the field is a deposit. It's a security. That's what's going on. He's basically saying, "Va'asalo sadeo mecher." He says, "Look, if I don't pay back, this is a piece of land. You can keep it if I don't pay back the loan." That's what he's saying. And then ends up, Rebbe Yehuda, and that could be that he'll pay back the loan and get the fruit from the land, which you know that would be ribbis. So, because you're getting more than what you first gave. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's possible that he's never going to give you the loan back. He's never going to pay back the loan, and you'll just be able to keep the land, in which case, he really just sold you the land. Right? If you look at it in aggregate, you gave him money, and then he gave you a piece of land. In which case, you just bought land. So that retroactively, it's not a loan which was then charged interest, it's just a sale. In which case, you're allowed to have eaten the property. He says that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that it's possible. There is it's only contingent on whether he pays back. If he doesn't pay back, it's not a problem of ribbis. So even if he does pay back, ultimately, it's still not a problem because it could have been that he never paid back, right? So it's all contingent. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maaseh b'Baitos ben Zunin. Interesting name for a person. Zunin, she'asa sadeo mecher, he did this thing, made this his land into a deposit or it's a security. Al pi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'lekech lecha parasaya. And the lokeach, meaning the malva, ate fruit based on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Amru lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya. Is that a proof? Mocher ochel peros haya. Velo lokeach. It was the seller, not the lokeach, that was eating the fruit. Yeah, they're just saying that they disagree with his recollection of the events. He thought the malva, the lender, was eating the fruit, like we had just said, and really it was the borrower who was eating the fruit. So my benai, what's the difference? Am rabai, it's at echad ribbis ika benai. The difference is whether or not you hold that there is ribbis even for contingent transactions. Rava amar ribbis amenas lahachzer ika benai. Rava says, no, it's a different thing at play, which is ribbis on condition that it's given back. The chachamim believe that it's usher for the lender to eat the fruit, even though when he pays it back, he'll give back all the fruit that he ate. Because at the time that he ate it, he's eating ribbis. Interesting. So the Chachamim believe that, first of all, you can't do this, not number one. And then because you can't do this, it's almost as if later on, it's all going to be prorated. I don't know if that's the right word. But you're not going to pay back the whole loan anymore. You're only going to pay back the loan minus the fruit that he ate. Is that prorated? It's like prorated is more like salaries.
Prorated at 6:42 in the morning.
Sounds good.
Sounds pretty good.
So basically, the Chachamim say even that's a problem. Because at the moment that he ate the fruit, he doesn't know what's going to happen. And right now he's eating more than he deserves. Right? So that's what the Chachamim are worried about, according to Rava. Ribbis almanas lahachzer, even eating those fruit, that's going to be repaid as a problem. So Amareva hashtag Amarev Yanai, Mali Hain, Umali Demeyan Amrinan. Rava says this is a separate concept, I think. I think we're finished with that. Amareva says, hashtag Amarev Yanai.
It says Rava draws a corollary from Rav Yanai's ruling.
Right, Rav Yanai is from before. We haven't talked about Rav Yanai in a few paragraphs. So I think we're going back to Rabbi Yanai's opinion, which was the Mali Hain Mali Demand Machlokes, but the Rav. Okay? So Mali Hain Mali Demand Amrinan. Mali Demayan Umali Hain Nami Amrinan. Okay? I mean, through the transitive property, I think that makes sense. I'm not sure what the Chiddush of Rava is. Let's see what he says. Uposkin al Hashar Shabashuk Vyafabi Sheinlo. Mali Hain, Mali Demayan, Mali Demayan, Mali Hain. If the marketplace can't. If the market value is published, so then it doesn't matter what they agreed was the value. If the market set the value already, that's good enough. The going rate for bananas is this much, so then that's what I owe you. I think that's what it's saying. Mm-hmm. Kulam im yesh lamotrim ein lo aser. If he doesn't have the product itself, then it's aser. So then, how could it be that we say mali demay and mali hain? What's the difference between the value and the actual produce? It doesn't make a difference. As long as I have the value, I know what he owes me. But we had said, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua points out to Rava, that everything we said in the price was only if he had the product itself, not if he's speculating about the price. Amar lehu hasam halva. In the case of the brayso, it's referring to a loan. But hacha zvini. In the case of determining and sort of bartering with the value of the market of a certain product, so that's a transaction. That's a buying, not a lending, which we had said originally that there is such a distinction. But the Mishnah had brought up how this could be a vakrivis. So I'm not really sure how that translates to the concept of mali demay and mali hain. Why is it that the Chachamim believe you can transact based on the value in the marketplace, even without the physical fruit? Even though you don't have it. Take
the stuff that you want.
Throw them with thorns. I don't need your produce right now. I just want the value. To Amar Lei, the buyer can say to the seller, take your Shkila tu vusech v'shadja achizri. Throw away the market value? Is that what he's saying? Maya, honestly, what does it help me? If I had money.
I take my own money instead of giving it to you.
Hava mezabnina behine ubishile vizola. I could have sold it for a cheaper price in a different place.
Could have bought the good at a cheap
price. But I could have bought it at a different place. Meaning, what do I care what you think the market value is here? I was going to go next, you know, to the next town over. So, and therefore what? Therefore, you're allowed to use the market value?
It says, thus we shouldn't view the return of higher priced goods as an interest payment on the money advanced by the buyer.
Uh-huh.
Because he could have...
If we're bartering with the market value of the produce, the market value of the produce is just a placeholder because it might not even be that price in the first place. Okay, I'm not really sure I see that, but Dovey doesn't look like ribbis to me, so. So Amar Lei Abaye L'Rav Yosi, I'm thinking of like that stocks, you're trading stocks of some kind. So how's that ribbis? It's just based on whatever people are willing to sell for it, or whatever people pay for it. If that was true, you'd be able to transfer one sub wheat for another sub wheat at a different time. Who says it's ribbis? Maybe a different place would be the proper price. Da'amalei. This is an answer. Da'amalei chitit de kadchi ba'achalbei. That what? The wheat could have been...
increased.
Increased?
I stand to gain nothing from the sale you will later give me, as the price of wheat would increase if it were to remain at my granary, and therefore the loan does not benefit me at all. For will the wheat burn in my warehouses? That's what that means. Will the wheat burn in my warehouse?
Oh, it's the katrebach halbai. Okay. Okay, I'm not. I don't gain anything from it because I could have just sold it later. I hear. Meaning the guy's saying, why can't I sell it to you back for a later date? Give it to you at a later date. I'm not gaining anything because at a later date, I can sell it for that price too. So Amar Leih Hasam Halva. In the case of Sav Esav, that was a case of a true loan. And that's why it was Aser. You're paying back a loan with that transaction. But Hacha, in the case of the market value in the marketplace that we were talking about before, where we say it doesn't matter, that was because it was an actual sale. And sales are treated differently, obviously, than loans. You have to give money to the, what is this, the middleman?
Just to a broker.
Broker, okay. So there's like a fee involved.
So you're saving that broker's fee.
Right, you're saving the fee. So Amarle to Kayaya Vainami. The locat gives that separately?
It says the buyer must also give the seller the broker trade.
Okay, so even when we're talking about, it's sort of like a, in the case where they're claiming, oh, it's a wash, it doesn't make any difference, no benefit to me. That's after they've already paid or agreed to pay the brokerage fee that they're not going to have to pay. Ravashi Amar, Zuzi de Inshi Inhu Avdi Lebesasi Yeruse. Does that mean like they take it from the profit or they take it from the sale?
It says a man's funds do the service of brokerage for him.
Right. I guess it's like a separate fee.
It says, a person with funds available will be found by sellers. There's no need for him to pay a broker. Which is, I was kind of thinking the same thing. You don't always need a broker.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's his problem. That has nothing to do with our transaction. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Dermot Harveh, Haimain Zev Zuzay, Atara Harifa. Someone who says he's going to give money before the market value. Atara Harifa. At a time of the winter when it's cheaper, Sarach li yischazuye lebeidare. He has to show the seller the product in the granary. Lemai. Why? Why does he have to show it to him? Ilemikna, if it's for the sake of making the transaction, halokani. He didn't make a transaction until he actually takes it. Ila kabuli alei mishapara, if it's for this sort of curse that we talked about a couple weeks ago, so then to sort of make it, you know, more established, like don't go back on your word. Kilo mischazi nami makabuli alei mishapara. Even if he doesn't show it to him, we never said you have to show it to him to get that curse. Says the Gemara la'olam kabuli alei mishapara. It is to get that curse. Uman de amar. And the reason is because you're doing it during the winter. And at that time, the wheat is still on its stalks. And therefore, it's hard to see, for the buyer, it's hard to see what he gets from it. Lebe treitz lasayev.
Yeah, no, it's different. Because when he gives it at the early price, he has multiple sellers, potentially.
Okay.
But if the buyer is going to appear before him,
he's
relying on the sale.
Samchadate, meaning he's going to give it to this guy and no one else. Below, and if he doesn't see the person at the granary itself, He could say, Amalei, Amina da Ashkachta Ashkachat Pere de Shapira Mididi. I thought you found other produce which is better than mine, Vishakalt, and you took those. But the fact that you're here and you say, I want these, that shows me that you really want it. Okay. Amar Vashi Hashda Amart Mishum Mismach Data. Now we're going to talk about the person sort of committing to it. Afilu Ashkache Beshukav Amarle Samcha Date. You could do that even by sort of committing verbally and saying, do you agree you're going to buy my stuff? Okay. Amar Rav Nachum Kol de Ribisa Kol Agar Natale Aser. General rule by Ribis is that it's not only the actual loan which is prohibited to add to, but any, is this a salary?
Payment
for work?
For his waiting.
Oh, for a waiting.
Any reward for waiting for your money is forbidden.
Agar natar lay, sir. Even the extra amount of waiting time, we'll have to figure out, we better go into how long that has to be. If you remember, Nachman Haiman Di'ayv Zuzay Likira, a person who gave money over to a wax seller, but never got his wax, the Ka'azli Arba Arba, and it goes up by four. I don't know how much that is, but a lot. It goes up.
Go up. It just, on the market, cakes of wax are going for four per zuz.
Oh, Arba Arba, each one's going four. The Amarle, and the seller says to the buyer, you because you pre-ordered, Yahivna lach chamish. I'm going to give you five per wax order because after a while it's going to go up. Is that what he's saying?
No.
Oh, I'm going to give you the amount of time.
Basically, because he now knows he has a guaranteed sale, he's willing to throw in a.
Extra wax.
Yeah, an extra cake of wax.
Cake of wax. So, isnehu gabe, if he has that wax, shari. If he has the wax, he's charging a lower price, that's okay. But lesnehu gabe aser, if he doesn't have that, so then it's aser. You can't guarantee a lower price for, I guess, more product for the same price if you don't have the product. Because then you'd be waiting for it. Says the Gemara Pshita. It was not so obvious to me. Lo tzricha de islay ashray b'masa. He has some kind of inventory coming in. Is that what that means?
His outstanding orders with his supplier in town.
Meaning he knows it's coming in today, something like that. Mama the dema came into Islay Ashra Bimasa Ad Shabo Bini Ad Shabo Bini Ad Sha Emsa Maftah Dami. Maybe it's just like, oh, there's just one other thing that has to be done, but it's as if it's like basically done. Kamash Malan came into Bachashi Guvaina because it hasn't actually been collected yet. Kamandales Nu Dami. It doesn't matter. You have to wait for the thing to come in. Okay, I still don't know. I was suspecting this was going to happen. I still don't know. When does that Isra kick in? How much more in the future must it be? It sounds from this Gemara, it's not about time as much as it is about reality. Meaning, do you have the thing or not? That's what it means to wait for something. V'yom Rav Nachman, Haiman da Ozif Pshite Mechavrei. A person who lends money, borrows money from a friend, and they agreed on a specific amount. But when it comes to his house,
it describes what he lends him as, or what he borrows, a small change.
Okay. So they agreed about small change, or they agreed on an amount and he gives him small change?
He borrows small change, but then he ends up finding more coins when he gets home.
Vashkach bay to find. Okay, he found that he actually got more than what they agreed. So ibich they shadas no toa. If he realizes that it might just been a miscalculation and it was a mistake, so mechayv la adurile, he has to give it back. Vilav, and if it wasn't that much that it could be chalked up to a mistake, meaning he clearly gave him too much. It must have been he gave him some extra. Right, so like last night, we gave the non-Jew some extra. But it was a clear amount of extra that we were giving it to him. Mm-hmm. So he knows that we're just, you know, we're thankful and grateful for the deed. So heichidami, b'chdesh hadas toa, what does that mean? How much is enough? Where you see that? Amar vach b'reid Rav Yosef, b'isurayasa v'chumshiyasa, a tenth or a fifth? Mm-hmm. That much more?
No, it's tens.
Tens or fives.
Meaning if it's like one more, like added step of a five or a ten place. Amar li Rav Acha b'reid Rav Ela Rav Ashi, v'yanish takifa hu t'lo yav matana. And if he's a stingy person, I wouldn't give a gift to my. So I'm like, Dilma Migzal Gazle. He's trying to give it back because he's embarrassed. He doesn't want to like admit that he gave, you know, he stole from him, so he's just giving it back. The Avlale Becheshbon, he sort of includes it in the sale. The Taina goes as Chaver Hivliyalo Becheshbon Yatza. So maybe that's what's going on. The Inish Da'asime Alma. This is a regular guy that Deloshak Vitari Bade, he never has any dealings with this guy. It can't be that he stole from my. So I'm like, Dilma Inish Akrina Gazlay, somebody else stole Amar Liye, Kiyazif Ploni Pshita Minach. Avla Vakeshbon. When I borrowed this, he just included other stuff that was
he's
that he
acting
stole.
As a third party.
Oh, so somebody else has stole from him.
He's like, hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah. Just include that. Okay, Shkaya.